Hello, and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds and the world at large. Now, today, Mercury has just turned retrograde, or it's stationary about turning retrograde, and it is a truly mercurial time. And because of this, our show may only go 15, we'll record only 15 minutes. We'll talk for the full 30 because it was a problem in setting up the account. So far today, I've had wonderful time enjoying myself and redoing old manuscripts. And this is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you from Ronan, Montana. I am normally joined by Mark Waltz and Ann Ortley, and they may come on in later as Mercury is indeed retrograde. But the two things that were difficult today in our standard Mercury retrograde, my internet went down for 5 hours and got it back up, but it was intriguing. It was a system problem, not local. And my car, I parked it 2 days ago in the garage with the door slightly ajar, apparently, and came out to a dead battery today. So very Mercury stationary. I'm much more comfortable with Mercury retrograding because it is still moving. When it appears to hold still, and of course we know the planet does not actually hold still, it just looks like that from our lane here on the Earth orbit, it goes through this process. Now, it is interesting this week that so much information looks like it's about to burst open around the international politics, the Trump administration, the tape that came through, all these key issues around communication in the political situation. Who said what, when, and how? And I don't think we're really going to have the answers to any of this for weeks, if not months, whenever something starts to unfold after Mercury gets in its shadow, which it was several weeks ago, it can be hard to parse apart what is real, what is only a partial truth, and what is bogus until we've had a little bit more time. But this is a busy week, and not only do we have Mercury, the sun has gone into Leo, joining Mercury in Leo. Mercury is stationary, turning retrograde. And Venus is within a degree of opposed Neptune, which is wonderful for our spiritual practice. But with those communication problems can make it easy to imagine that we understand each other better than we do. And it's going to be very important, although with Mercury retrograde, we can go back into the past and find old friends and reconnect with people that we love. We may not be able to see where those relationships are going, for better or for worse. We may assume bad things or good things, but it's important to just be and enjoy what is. Stay in the moment with it rather than look too far ahead. Now, Jupiter is pulling away. It's still in its third pass. It's pulling into its third pass of a trine to Neptune. And this is the third time this year as Jupiter retrograded back and forth in that position. But that trine to Neptune, again, good for spirituality, but it's also good for confusion, all the Neptunian things. Spirituality, connections, intuition, beautiful. Imagination, great, creative. Difficulty in telling what is imagination and what's creative. We see that in the headlines. Our whole country is trying to figure out what is the truth and what is not in the political commentary. But we also see this in a more concrete way. In the floods, my beloved Santa Fe has dealt with rivers where there were normally dry arroyos and rivers that look like giant swirling snakes going down the roadway. It's really fascinating. You can see where the water snake came from. The process, and I know also in the East Coast, Maryland, West Virginia, Pennsylvania are also dealing with flood or near flood conditions. Whenever Jupiter touches something, it can be a lot of. Now, sometimes a lot of can be way too much. So although Jupiter's naturally beneficent, Jupiter and Neptune trine in water signs ask us to be a little careful of those issues. And these planets are leading up to an interesting aspect. The Sun is moving into an opposition with Mars and will be on Friday directly oppose Mars. The Moon will join it for a full moon on the other side of the globe, because it will be mid-afternoon here in America. It will be a full lunar eclipse. This is an exact lineup between all three planets. And that they will all be within 2 degrees of an exact square to Uranus. So what a wild card that is. Anything can happen. The full moon brings high tides. It brings high tides of emotions. It brings strong feelings. And that's a rather tempestuous square. Mars is retrograding back into an exact square with Uranus, which had hit a few weeks ago, a month and a half ago. It will come back and do it one more time after it turns direct at the end of the summer. So that Mars-Uranus, it happens twice every couple of years. So it's not that it's that rare, but it can be that intense. So I would ask you to put safety first, put a 5-second lead on your temper, pray for world peace, and enjoy the impulsiveness. Just be careful where it takes you. The impulse control drops. The fact that it's in fixed sign helps, because we tend to kind of stay a little bit steadier with that. But look at the juicy energy. Find good places to put that juicy energy. But be careful the decisions that you make, and really watch those sudden moves. And we see that this is affecting places all across the board. We got some interesting questions. We have one person on the line with a question, and we have an interesting question here from somebody that we saw in the UAC conference. And I am trying to get it up. I'm going to hold on that, because my cursor has stopped because Mercury is retrograde. So I'm going to continue to talk about how to deal with these aspects. Today, the Moon is in Capricorn, asking us to make those intense. I'm going to turn off Dragon Speak, and it's not working. Okay. One of the problems on my computer is that I have Dragon Speak up, and it is trying to do funny things. So, today, the aspects with the Moon in Capricorn that conjunct. Did you see the Moon last night in the sky? It was glorious. The Moon had it's growing full, and last night you could see Saturn below it, as Jen Zart put it, acting like an earring on Mars, on the Moon. So you could see Saturn just below it, so tiny. We know it's so huge, but it gives us a sense of that distance and proportion in the sky. With Mercury stationary in Leo, watch the tendency to be caught in your own perspective and unable to get out of it. Which is an interesting part of the process. Now, one of the pieces that we're also looking at is soon after that, between now and the full moon, tomorrow as Mercury turns retrograde, the Moon will be conjunct Pluto. And so expect mood swings to run through you yet tomorrow. The Over the weekend, But the moon in Aquarius is normally one of the full moon in Aquarius is normally one of the best times to gather all year long. Wonderful for any form of group activity, to go on the farmers market, our art supplies, art festivals, just lovely. Now, with that process, if you notice that on Sunday, the moon heads into Pisces, and it can be a time, a place where we are feeling so emotional, so overwhelmed, so upset. Just, you know, the sun in Leo, moon in Pisces, it may be a time of emotional catch up. So don't ask yourself, as in catching up with ourselves, not as in the condiment. So just don't ask yourselves to be too strong or brave on Monday. Ask yourself to take care of those tender feelings of yourself and all the people around you. So we got a question about a solar return from somebody that I met at UAC conference, who says she's been one of our regular astrological listeners. And there are several ways at looking at a solar return. And she was born on July 28, 1979 at 6:08 a.m. in Lexington, Kentucky. And we can check process corrected or not, and we don't know where she's going to be on her birthday, but I'm going to go back to the natal version, because when you don't know, it's best to start, and I always take a look at the natal chart rather than relocated chart. The relocated chart's a great way of invoking a change in your life if you need to shift a difficult aspect out of one house into another. But I don't see it as overwhelming, the natal solar return. And the natal solar return, we take a look at the where the planets are at the moment of the birth. And at the moment that the sun is the exact degree. I use process corrected because I have seen some evidence that it is better. And her solar return will be July 28th at 6:02 a.m. Now, it will be right after the full moon, and you know, and the full it will the moon will be just pulling away about 11 Aquarius. And if your birthday is this weekend, you know that the next year is going to contain some of that resonating energy from the eclipse, but the eclipse has passed. So what we do is we take a snapshot of that day and get a view of where we're going from here. On that eclipse, you may find yourself today that the year ahead will be for you taking a new era, taking on a new way of being, that you're finishing up one chapter in your life and starting a whole new one in this year ahead. That at first, it's recovery from some old issues and difficulties, things that it came across before, and moving into more strength, more future, more excitement in the year, in the following year. So think of this as a cleanup, continue, distill, reorganize. Do not try to hold on to what's leaving. Look instead for what doors are opening, what's being grown, what's being planted. Don't get rid of anything unnecessarily. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but feel and work with the changes. It can be like walking from one train car into another. It can feel a little rocky in the transition, but you're moving forward and it's places, and you may love where you're going. And so good luck on that. Good luck on this eclipse for all of us, to use it well, to let go what needs to be released and step forward in what needs to work. Now I'm going to start taking callers. We are not recording at the moment because of the screw up in the how we set it up, but we are still on the air. Hello, how can I help you? The 495, this is Heather.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
certainly. How are you, and what's your question?
Mm-hmm. It's a little rough right now.
Okay. Your birth information?
My birthday, May 17th, 1968, 7:24 a.m., Arlington, Virginia.
And what's your question?
I think I'm already feeling the eclipse energy.
Mm-hmm. We can feel it. If it's going to hit strongly in our chart, and it hits very strongly in your chart, we feel it for months ahead of time. And it's going to be right on your moon.
I would like to say that I'm very grateful that this is not being recorded.
Okay.
Good.
See,
family.
Magic.
I'm having a lot of trouble with family, specifically a particular sibling.
Mm-hmm,
who I
mm-hmm.
feel like is being unfair,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to know what you see in my chart.
Okay, and you may have, Mercury is turning retrograde within a few degrees of Jupiter in your third house. Is your sibling, and is this around an inheritance of either finance or material or emotional inheritance about how the family shares resources?
This person has made it about that. I mean, no one has died. No one has died, but this person has brought it up already.
Right.
And twisted stuff.
And I'm going to ask if you have their birth data. But the reason why I ask that is your natal moon is in Aquarius, so you kind of came into a tribe or a group of people. And it's in the eighth house, which gives you the legacy of pretty good intuition most of the time. But because this eclipse on Friday is right on your moon in the eighth house, which has to do with inheritance and other people's resources, and that can mean what the family inherits as far as traits, values, but also and money and how they work, how their thought process works. So that's in challenging mode at the moment. And you have Mercury rules. You have your Mercury natally on the ascendant in its own sign of Gemini and a Gemini rising. So when Mercury retrogrades, you'll feel it pretty acutely. When you were born, at the tail end of the mid-60s Uranus-Pluto conjunction, and it's in your house of home. So it looks like there were some early family upheavals or strategizing difficulties that that left an impression on your sibling, and that it's kind of you're living out all what's happening now is very symbolic of the big family issues before. Your progressed moon just separated from Neptune about 3 months ago, and it will be it's been in Scorpio for 2 years and is about to leave and go into Sagittarius in about 4 months. So I expect this to clear up by then. So your sibling that's being so difficult, do you know their birth information or just their birthday?
The birthday
is
December 6th, 1970.
Okay.
Arlington, Virginia.
Now just look at their planets on your chart. If they were born before about 8 at night, their moon was in Pisces. If they're born after that, their moon was in Aries. Do you suspect that there are more moon in Pisces?
I would
suspect
Aries.
Do they tend to feel sorry for themselves? You suspect the Aries.
No,
okay.
Aries for sure. The ton
okay.
of
pushy,
Aries
pushy,
energy.
Pushy.
Just, it's their
Venus
way or
and,
no way.
Okay. And they also have Venus and Mars in Scorpio. And Mercury in Capricorn. Now, it looks like they tend to be very set in their ways, but also I feel a jealousy, like that they never believe that they're getting enough of enough emotions, and it looks more like they felt emotionally deprived when they were a kid, and no one could tell them otherwise. And what's the question with them? It looks like it is difficult. and that you may be in a position where you really need to kind of keep extremely clear boundaries with them. They have a lot more fight in them than you do. You don't like to fight. They do. You want to talk it out. They don't. This is about some kind of emotional hunger from other lives and from their childhood, and is not a rational process.
I don't know how to resolve it. I was just wondering when it will resolve or if it will
resolve. I would say it's going to get better within 4 months. Go ahead.
Okay. This person is going to other family members at this point. They're going to other family members. And you know how our president will say stuff over and over, even if it's not true.
Mm-hmm. And then people start
to
believe
them. That's what this person
is
doing to other family.
What I would say is I would go to everybody in the family that you know and say, there seems to be some tension between me and this person, and I'm hearing things that make no sense and have nothing to do with my experience. Before, and I don't want to get into it, but if you have any questions and you want to know what the truth is, feel free to ask me, and I'll make be as transparent as I can, and just leave it at that, that you have the ability to articulate and connect, and that when they're away from this person, none of them seems to enjoy being around them, and they seem to enjoy being around you. So it won't work if you stand up for yourself. But it will if you just keep the dialogue open. I would also stand back from your family a little bit. Stay connected and speak up, but you really need to know who you are away from your family. It may be particularly difficult for the next 3 weeks with Mercury retrograde, but from what I'm seeing, it will start to backfire and make this other person look bad, not you.
Okay. So
and
4 months.
Right. 4 months, I think you're going to hang in there and just keep asking people if you hear anything that you have any questions about, if you hear anything you disagree with, please bring it to me. Let's talk it out.
Okay. And don't stand up to this person.
What?
Don't stand up.
I don't think it's going to help any.
It hasn't in the past. It certainly.
Right. It's because it's not a logical process. There will be two things. One, what they think you did wrong and what actually happened between the two of you. They're totally different.
Okay.
Somehow it looks like they have projected onto you, like, you know, what made them look bad.
Do you see the family believing this person? I mean, is that reflected in the chart at all?
I don't see that at all. I see them, you know, feeling that pressure. How was your mother in both of you have some issues around a mother who looks like she had nice theories but wasn't really emotionally present to you, and that there was some difficulty in feeling seen or heard or understood by her?
I think I had that a little bit. I don't know about my sibling. I just don't know.
Because it feels like, you know, you got steadiness, you got support, but not necessarily emotionally present.
I know
like
what you
a daughter does this and a mother does that. And I think she had much more of a feisty relationship with her parents. And if you read up on borderline personality disorder, it might look familiar. I'm not diagnosing that. I just think it might be helpful to look up at that and that those coping techniques for dealing with someone like that in the family might be helpful to you. Because it could just be more like mood swings because they had this kind of hole when they were younger. But it looks like it's kind of gotten worse. And as long as she's dealing with the family is never giving her enough emotionally, physically, financially. And that's bull crap, right?
Yeah. This person said exactly that. It wasn't enough, that we didn't do anything. And then when we had an argument today, she went to the family and tried to gang up on me.
And I would just stay out of the argument. And, you know, when you're talking to her, you can say, what would help? Sorry, I can't do that. What's your pain? What's your problem? And I think she's really avoiding holding herself responsible for her problems. And she's found a way temporarily to project it onto you.
She said that I didn't do anything to help in a particular situation.
But, you know, one, I don't think it was your responsibility. Two,
I didn't either.
I don't think she saw what you did. And that's, again, where I would go to any of the family members and say, if you have any questions, come to me. I'll be happy to share them with you. I think a lot of them are just really happy that it's not them that she's after. I think they're aware of her instability.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good luck with that.
Call.
It might get worse on Friday. It's really healthy for you to go take some time away from them and remember who you are and how you are away from your family, and that you love your sister. You love, I don't know if it's a sister or brother, you've never mentioned, but it feels like a sister, and say, but you are not, you can't fix them. And I think that this is that child wound that feels like, you know, mom and dad didn't do enough, and that's projected onto you.
I just want to make it clear that, you know, of course our parents loved us and they made sure to make us feel loved, but there was a little, I feel like I have a little of that too with my daughter, with my moon in Aquarius, and even she has moon in Aquarius. I could be wrong, but I feel like, I think our mom had moon in Aquarius as well.
So it's a longstanding piece that you're sort of raised by the family, not by the mother. And that works for you somewhat with your Venus and Taurus and your Mars and Gemini. You needed openness and stability. She needed emotional intimacy, but she kind of came into this lifetime with a hunger around that was sort of blown out of proportion. So she's got a lot of soul healing that she's doing this lifetime. Care of yourself on this. I would say if you can avoid family on Friday, do. And just wish them well. And, you know, what you can imagine with your sister is sort of cutting the lines between you and her, but putting her in the hands of God or the hands of whatever your spiritual framework is, putting her in the divine hands and saying, please take care of her. She's wounded.
Okay.
And so you're cutting it away from you, but you're not abandoning her. You're putting her in divine hands.
Okay.
Okay, because then she'll energetically pick up on that side of it. And good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. And everybody else, have a wonderful weekend with this Aquarius full moon. If you can dance in the streets with a group, great. It's a good time to see the community. What it doesn't work for is asking tremendous emotional intimacy out of the person next to you. Have a good experience with them instead. Are you of sudden impulses? And, you know, note them and see how you feel about them on Monday. And take care. Goodbye.